Can we just rise to our feet? Open your Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalm 121 is what we are going to read. We are going to read it in an interesting manner. What I will do is that when I get to verse 3, I will read it out like David said it, and then you will turn it around. For example, he will say, it will not let you stumble or fall. That's New Living Translation. Let me just go back to New American Standard. Like he said, he will not allow your foot to slip. You will see, he will not allow my foot to sleep. You understand my point? Yes. It says that he who keeps you will not slumber. Then you declare, he who keeps me will not slumber. All right. And I said, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You can just repeat that one like that. It says, the Lord is your help, your keeper. That's verse 5. Then you will declare, the Lord is my keeper. Then the Lord is your shade on your right hand. Then you respond, the Lord is my shade on my right hand. The sun will not smite, you know, stuff like that until we finish it, all right? Let's just together read from verse 1, Psalm 121. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Just repeat that.
I will lift up my eyes to the mountains.
Now, please listen to this. I want to read from New Living Translation. It says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? It's a question. Then the answer is, my help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from the mountains, but my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So let's read that together. Verse 2.
My help comes from the Lord
who made the heavens and the earth. Let's read that one more time. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. You know what David was saying simply there? He was saying simply that there are people that are exalted. There are places that are exalted. You understand? And people often look at those places for their help. Are you getting my point? He was saying that I look up to those places. I look up to a vice chancellor. I look up to the president. I look at the governor. I look at the rich man. I look at connected people. He said, but is that where my help is coming from? The answer is what? No, my help is not coming from there. Where does it come from? From the Lord. And you know, like we say all the time, the reason why we have to say this is to train our bodies. David said it like this. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. That is, his instructions, all right, that he was giving to his system. He was telling his body how to respond. He was instructed because, you see, under pressure, under the afflictions of life, when you have to suddenly make a decision, it is what you have taught your body earlier that it does. You are getting what I'm trying to explain? Yeah, it's what you taught yourself. And listen, life, that's how it is. There's a structure, there's an order to it. David said, come you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. That is, what God wants you to do in life does not come to you naturally. You must be instructed in the way by which you will do it. So David said it like this, bless the Lord, O my soul. Can you imagine? If the man wasn't obeying this principle, he should have just said, now I want to bless the Lord. Are you getting my point? He wasn't blessing the Lord. He was instructing himself. You understand my point? He was instructing himself. He was speaking to himself how he will respond under circumstances. So he said to the body, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. That's a teaching session. That's an instruction session. So that under pressure in life, I will remember to bless God. When I'm being afflicted, I will remember. Now, it's not because I'm going to try, but because I have been trained. It has become part of me. In the same manner I was saying here, in life we are going to have issues. I say it all the time. Life is about overcoming. Life is not about just having a very nice time through it. Life is about what? Overcoming. There will be challenges in life. The way I explain it all the time is that no president or aspiring president or governor or anything like that ever campaigns for an election without outlining the problems currently present and which he is planning to solve, and then show you the solution he's going to give to it. Countries that we are running to want to die to get a visa to some of those countries. Election will come around, and all you will see is a litany of woes and troubles that are plaguing the people. And the man who wants to vote for him has to outline what he plans to do about it. So he said, to him that overcomes, will I grant to sit? That's what Jesus will tell you. To him that overcomes, will I grant to drink of this water? To him that overcomes, which means that life is about what? Overcoming. Life is not about, there's no problem. It's about what? Overcoming. If you have challenges, issues to solve in life, you're just living. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means you are what? You are living. It just means you are alive. Because life is about overcoming. and to train yourself for the time of battle. You know, I was saying, I was actually writing that our book. Shall I say yes? It was time I was writing something. I was talking about, it's a particular chapter, I was talking about order in the home and all of that. That even in countries where liberty is preached, you know, women liberation, children liberation, cat liberation, everybody's liberated now. Even the men who are now the ones in bondage, people were in charge before, you understand? Uh-huh. They are now the ones in bondage. I said, in the midst of all of that, everybody's level, you know, no, if a child come out, go to school, wear anything, wear in like, you know, just go, wear trousers, we not go down, just keep on, you know, or not go, just keep on one side. Uh-huh. I said, check in all of that. There's still order in the military. Listen, a boy, his name can be Jack, and his father's name is Joe, and his mother's name is Emily. He will go home and say, Emily, how are you doing? Call his uncle, Bruce Harper. But he'll go to work and call the guy that's just one level above him, morning, sir. I will call him captain. He can't dare call that one his first name. Is he out of his mind? You're talking the military here. He can go to his house, walk out on his father. But he can't walk out on the general commanding his division. He can't. He can't. It will fry him. He walks into the presence of that man. He goes in there, salutes. Captain ABC reporting as ordered, sir. And he stays there. If that man does not say anything for the next 1 hour, he does not move. His hand remains in front of his head. Why? Because when it comes to real life, there must be order. That's a matter of fact. You know, that I was seeing the film Glory. All right? If you know, there's this film about a black, you know, a platoon or something, or any black division of the army during the American Civil War. I noticed something at the time. My wife was saying that, why are they just standing there now? I said, now order. You're supposed to stand and face the enemy. The enemy is cocking a gun right in front of you. You're supposed to be quick, cock your own, but you don't move. They are going to take this particular fort and look at the shelling, but they keep moving. Because the colonel said, go. I said, do you know why it's like that? That's why they don't just gather you and throw you into battle. They capture you for a while. You know what I'm saying? And there's a master sergeant, all right? The RSM is there, telling you, move, move, before I come and, you know, go, talk kind of bad language to you, just to make you move. You know the idea? When the guns start firing, it doesn't have to go through that again. You are used to moving when you hear move. Are you getting my point? Life instructs you. I mean, God expects that you instruct yourself so that you can face the challenges of life. You have been trained before that point. So under pressure, you just do what is right. That is why with all the one, with everybody calling his father by the first name, calling uncle, you know, just come home and say, Emily, how far? Is your mother you're talking to? He said, oh, okay, and by the time I'm 18, I'm leaving. I'm watching these American films. Ha! I said, God should just lend all of you children to me for 1 week. You understand what David meant when he said, come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now I'm through with you. You will fear God and fear me. But the same boys, when their parents want to wake them up to reality, they send them to a boot camp. They send them to go and join the military. There they wake up. They learn instructions. Under pressure, what do? They respond appropriately. And how we do that to ourselves so we can face the battles of life is what I'm discussing. And the times of cool, you know, when there's no problem, when everything is going on smoothly, we speak to ourselves. David said, soul, listen, sit down. Let me give you some instructions. This is how you are going to behave. You will bless the Lord. Don't complain about him, against him. You will bless the Lord. When things are moving smooth, you will bless the Lord. When it is not moving smooth, you will bless the Lord. And all the days of your life, don't forget any of his benefits. And his soul said, yes, sir. Are you getting my point? And David will instruct his soul. I said it here before. It's as if the way if you read the scriptures, you are supposed to be able to come out in quote now, and talk to yourself. Buy a full-length mirror. Look at yourself from the head to the feet. And talk to yourself. Talk to your body. Ear, you will hear well. You will not be deaf. You talk to your mouth. You use your mouth to speak to your mouth so that your mouth will hear what your mouth is saying. Mouth, you won't talk nonsense. You will not complain. You will not whine. You understand? Mouth, listen to me. You will not start trouble. You will not gossip. You will speak only things that are good. You will not magnify things that are bad. Mouth, you hear me so? You are using mouth to talk to mouth. Do you get my point? If your heart doesn't want to beat properly, speak to it. Say, listen, my friend, you work for me. Tell your body, you work for me. You work for me. You can't work against me. Tell it, you can't work against me. You can't work against me. That's how you talk to your body, man. You talk to your brain, talk to your whole soul. You know, he said, my soul, bless the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what we do. We train ourselves, we speak. Those things speak back by themselves later. In the time of trouble, suddenly you find yourself giving thanks. Why? Because when there was no trouble, you spoke to it. Oh boy, you spoke to your soul. My soul, bless the Lord. And don't ever forget any of his benefits. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? And that's what we're looking at here again. It said, my help comes from the Lord. People may want to look at different things. No, but you have trained yourself. That's what we are doing. You are speaking to yourself. Listen, we can look here and there, but my help does not come from there. In fact, I read commentaries on this long ago. The one translation that I saw that really showed it very well is that New Living Translation. He said, I look to the mountains. Is that where my help is coming from? He said, no. My help comes from the Lord. Let's read that again. He said, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Say it, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
He said, he's the one that made the heavens and the earth.
He's the one that made the heavens and the earth.
You know what that means? You know why I was saying it? You know, there are people you have been trying to see for weeks because they run a company. I don't know what I heard. I said, "Now job is defined. Either work, regular employment, or contract LPO." And the man is just an MD that is sackable. You know what they call sackable? I hope those English words are used once in a while. They're in this dictionary. But it means the guy can be sacked. It's an MD that is also dieable. You like that one? That is, a man can just wake up one day and boom, he's dead. But he said, no, my help doesn't come from him. A friend of mine the other day was speaking. He had some challenges. And he mentioned a man that helped him tremendously at the time. He said, that doesn't bother me. He said, because I wasn't expecting that man to help when he did. I know help will come again. I don't know whether I hear what I said. He said, I know help will come again. That is, let's assume now, this one mistake we make a lot of times. And it's human, all right? So that's why we have to instruct ourselves so we don't make those mistakes. If today now, you know, you get a phone call, hey, that your father or that your godfather, not even your father's friend, this man took you like a son. They have just appointed a minister. You know, anyway, those who come to Kingdom World, they won't be afraid to tell me. Because they will know I'll say, hey, so? So I know most people know could just talk anything, but you know, an average person in his soul will be so happy. Let us assume, you know, that's what happened that time where our former president can't sick, he can't die. That when the man be sick that time, man, some people don't want me to die. Now forget the unbelievers, some brethren. They were praying for the soul of the man. Father, you are the God that raised the dead. God said, that's not what you are saying. You are saying it's the God that raised my pocket. That's what you want to say. Say it directly. Because you know when this man dies, I'm sacking. You know what I mean? You know that man that used to give you job is going to leave. You know that's how politics be. Once one president dies or finish his tenure or resign or whatever, leaves office, all those ministers that he appointed, they go with him to the grave. Well, maybe not the grave exactly, but you know what I'm saying? And there are people who didn't want it to happen. In the name of Jesus, our president, Father, you are a merciful God. He will not die. He will not die. He will not die. God said, I will have saved him for your sake, except that you are not praying for his life. You are praying for your job. Yes? Now, you know why people are praying like that? There are prayers that we are begging God sometimes to answer. And what we are saying to him is support my own belief. Not help my own belief. Support my own belief. Support my unbelief. Dear Lord, how should I support your unbelief, my son? This is how you are going to do it. The help I can see is better than you I can see. Some people have been apologizing to some people for the last 3 months. Every day you've called him every morning. He's not sent text. You've called his wife. You've gone to go and talk to his uncle to call him. He said, no, I don't want anything from him. I just don't want him to be angry. God said, shut up. Who are you fooling? As much as it depends on you, follow peace with all men. Have you not done that? Hey, so why are you following him around like this? Because you know, say, bros, they control vote. And if he is happy with you, you shall prosper. And if he's not happy with you, prosperity is far from you. That's what you think. Do you get my point? David said, my help comes from the Lord. Shout it. Now you understand what I said. Say, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Say it again. My help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Say it like you believe it. Coolly. Say, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
That's what we are saying. These things have practical implications. They have practical meanings. They do. When there are people who hate Sanusi till today. Not because the man sinned, though. He didn't take their wife. They are not married. But just as they were going for that interview, the board, their uncle, remember, Lamido Sanusi just came out and sacked the boards of some crucial banks. Now, he make you never get jobs since that time. So you see the vex. All your fight against Islamic banking is not about Islamic banking. You know now, it was the time you wanted to go for an interview. And bro, Sanusi did what he did. The Lord will never forgive him. On the surface, you are not angry. Why are you angry? This is a matter of principles. How can they bring Islam back to Nigeria? In a lie. That, you know, last time we talked about, sometimes we talked about what? Forgiveness. That's the root of unforgiveness. When we don't realize that what? My help comes from the Lord. Let's say it again. Say, my help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Who made the heavens and the earth? Say it. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth.
My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth.
The point is, like I said, is unsackable, is undiable. Please, that is real Pastor Banky's English to make my point. He can't die. He does not sleep. He does not slumber. Sanusi cannot kick him out of the board. You are getting what I'm saying? Economic policies cannot change his mind. One of the things I will explain to us as we go on today is, let's be bold to ask. No, I've said it before. Let me remind us again. Let's be bold to ask. You know, the other day I was watching TV and I saw some fine houses. Next day I told my wife, I have revised the kind of house I really want to have, own, live in. Yes. You get money, I don't care. My help comes not from my pocket. My help does not come from a salary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes from who? Who made the houses and the plumbing inside? That's what the Bible says. He made the heavens and the earth. I've said it once again and again. Please, let's believe it. They don't charge for thinking big. Have you seen charge like that before? Say your tax, the PACN has increased the rate with which your bill runs now because they've known that in this house, people like to think big. So the power consumption has increased. When you go market, they say, how much is 1 kilo of meat? I say, it's 900 a kilo. They say, are you the one buying size? I say, yes. Oh, you are the man that thinks big. Yours is 1,850 a kilo. Have you heard of that before? You can't get to ShopRite and that's it. Sorry, your own fish fillet, I what they call fish finger, whatever they call it. They have tripled the price because they heard that you ask the Lord for something big. There are no charges for it. There are no charges. None. So why would they fear? Are you getting my point? Listen, my help doesn't come from what I have or what I have seen before. My help comes from where? From the Lord. That's what he's saying. He said, I can look around, see all these things, but that's not where my help is coming from. It's not coming from who I know. It's not coming from who is mighty. It doesn't come from the person that's big. He said, my help comes from the Lord. And that Lord is the one that you can't sack. He made the heaven and he made the earth. Are you getting that point? All right, let's continue reading. Now, let's get verse 3. I'll read it, then you bring it into your life. This is how the Lord is. The Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow your foot to sleep. Answer that.
He will not allow my foot to sleep.
He said, he will not allow your foot to sleep.
He will not allow my feet to sleep.
That is, he will not let you get into trouble. He will not let you be destroyed. You can make mistakes, but he will keep you standing. He said, he who keeps you will not slumber.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
I want to add verse 4 to it. He who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep.
He who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep.
I believe the important thing about here is that even while you are asleep, don't worry, he's still watching. Are you getting my point? You know, let me add this one to you. This is what we need. He who keeps you does not have weekends. Are you getting my point? He who keeps you does not have network failure. He who keeps you does never turn off his phone. Therefore, you can turn off yours. That's what he will say. Because my help comes from the person that doesn't sleep. I should sleep. I told the story once. I read from Kenneth Hagin's book about the woman during the bombing raids of the Second World War. She was in London, and then when the Nazi bomb planes would come bombing, everybody run down to the bomb shelter when they hear the siren. So one day they didn't see her. They said, what happened? Anyway, after a few days, they stopped seeing the woman. Said, maybe she died in one of the raids. Maybe something hit her house. Then one day on the road, somebody saw her and said, man, we haven't been seeing you at the bomb shelter. He said, actually, one day she was in her Bible, that the Bible said the Lord neither sleeps nor slumber. So she said, why should two of us keep awake? So I go to sleep. So if the siren blows at night, which is usually when they do the bombing, he said, sorry, I stay in bed. Because he who keeps you does not slumber and he does not sleep. You are getting the point. That means that, you know, I say it all the time. You know, he who keeps you does not travel. You know what it means? Don't be afraid that if I travel now, all the good will finish before I come. There are those that don't go on leave because I've seen them before. Because they think God goes on leave. They are walking their way. It's an appraisal matter. Like my wife's boss used to say those days. It's an appraisal issue. Work extremely hard because they are afraid somebody else will overtake them. I've said it to you again and again. The child of God is prevented by God from working too hard. It's a fair hard work, which you should do. Too much hard work is not the will of God. Are you getting my point? The Lord does not slumber, he doesn't sleep. It means that you and I should take our rest at the appropriate times. When it is night, quench that phone. You're not the police, you're not fire service. Say, what if they call in the time of emergency? Any phone that dials me in the time at night when I'm sleeping and I'm not able to answer, the call is directed back to God. The fact that you called me, the Lord will answer you. I'm serious, so that's the revelation. I go to sleep, say, Lord, please take my calls. What that means is I quench my food. If you dial me at night in an emergency, and you say, the number you have dialed is not available at the moment, you say, don't worry, the Lord has taken the call. Just go ahead and say what you wanted to say. Pastor, pray, I perish. You understand what I'm saying? You're not the fire service. You're not the Nigerian police. Amen? You should sleep. You should sleep. That's what he was saying. Don't be afraid to close your business on weekends. I mean, you go, responsible Christians in this day and age should be at home on Sundays. You go still open shop on Sunday. You won't die. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, say it again. He who keeps me will neither slumber nor sleep.
He who keeps me will neither
slumber nor sleep. Now this, the Lord is your keeper. Answer that. The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The Lord is my shade on my right hand.
The sun will not smite you by day.
The sun will not smite you by day.
Nor the moon by night.
Nor the moon by night.
The Lord will protect you from all evil.
The Lord will protect you from all evil.
Say it again. The Lord will protect you from all evil.
The Lord will protect you from all evil.
I want to say it one more time. The Lord will protect you from all evil.
The Lord will protect you from all evil.
He will keep your soul.
He will guard
your life.
He will guard my life.
He will protect your well-being.
He will protect my well-being.
The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in.
The Lord will guard my going out and my coming in.
Say it loud. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in.
The Lord will guard my going out and my coming in.
From this time forth and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just wave our hands to the Lord and just give him thanks for these truths that we have learned and declared once again. We are instructing ourselves You say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That is, you're instructing yourself. Listen, soul, the Lord will keep you. The Lord will guide you. He is a shade on your right hand. You are speaking to your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. You are speaking to the soul so that the soul will be confident. When you're on the road, you are not alone. In the times of trouble, you are not alone. You are speaking for your soul to recognize it. He said, the Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many people have this? I know maybe we didn't bring it. Let me just, we used to use this one for our prayer then. Let's use it again today. And then we'll close after doing that. The way we normally, you remember, I read out one line, you repeat it. Say, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I am not afraid of economic downturn.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord blesses me and my needs are supplied.
I follow after righteousness and all things are added to me. Now, when you are speaking, remember we said we are training our souls. Can you remember that? You know, the way the good Lord made the human body is that, you know, sometimes, let me tell you this, it make you laugh. One day, my son came and said, Daddy, see what I write. So I told him that, it's see what I wrote. You understand? Okay? That's like when it was very small. It's still small, but that was really small. So, he noted that and went back to his seat. After a while, he came back and said, Daddy, I finished writing this one. You see that? I mean, the guy is right, right? He thought right, no? What I'm saying is that, you see, what was that statement I made, it rearranged some synapses in his brain. He made some connections, and what he deduced from the new connections that instead of saying writing, I should say rotating. So I said, no. See what I wrote? I have finished writing this one. I want to write. I gave me a lot of examples. I thought about it and I realized that what you are doing with children every time, you are just programming their hardware, you understand, which is the brain. You are programming it. You know, the Lord has created the hardware. There are some firmwares that he has put inside. So now we are writing software to help the thing rearrange. And life, that's what it does. If actually one of the things you do is to, those of you are comfortable, you know what I'm saying, you know, you are teaching, you write some very good software for the brain so that it can learn from the experiences of life. And what you are doing with these words is you are rewiring your soul, your brain, you are telling it, you know, there's in the time of trouble, hey, mommy! You get my point? Some people are afraid. You shout what? Mommy. But when you have gone through this, in the time of trouble, you don't shout, mommy. Say, he will guide me in the time of trouble. Are you getting my point? That's your, it's reflex. You don't know what you are saying. You are not aware of it. But you have trained your mind, your body, your brains to respond in a particular fashion. You get the point? And you program computers before you use them, true of us. It's not as if when you are saying, okay, let's type a letter. As you are writing the letter, you are installing Microsoft Word. You install Word before you start using it for word processing. Those of you doing about computers, you will learn by force. Some people are getting confused as to what I'm saying. You should learn the computers every day life now, amen? So that's what we are doing. So when we are saying these things, remember, you're not just declaring out there for the heavens to hear, though the heavens are hearing. They're not just declaring for the demons to hear. They are hearing, paying good attention. They have no choice. But you're also retraining your body so that when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil because you are aware that the Lord is with you. You get the point? All right, let's continue. Say, the Lord is with me.
The Lord is with
me. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He restores my soul.
He
For this reason, I have a sound mind.
For this reason, I have a sound mind.
And my mental faculties are in order.
And my mental faculties are in order.
I am not confused.
I am not confused.
because he restores my soul.